Yeah, so I think it's Rocky Four. Bet you guys didn't know you guys were gonna come to church and see a Rocky clip, right? But see, the message is on, it's called The Fight Is Not Over. Tell your neighbor, the fight is not over. See, I don't think you believe that. Tell your neighbor, the fight is not over. Tell him, I'm about to make a comeback. Right, I mean, it looked pretty bad. Rocky was getting beat up. That guy was big, you know. But what happens at the end? Rocky makes a comeback, right? So let's go to Genesis 37, verse 3. There's a couple Bibles right there. Genesis 37, verse 3. When you get there, say hallelujah. Amen, amen. We're going to read on the story of Joseph. And we can't read all of it because it's a long story, but we're going to get little clips of it. And I believe it's going to bless you. Verse 3, 37. Genesis 37, verse 3. Now Israel loved Joseph more than any of his other sons, because he had been born to him in his old age, and he made an ornate robe for him. When his brothers saw that their father loved him more than any of them, they hated him, and they could not speak a kind word of him. Joseph had a dream. And when he told it to his brothers, they hated him all the more. He said to them, "Listen to this dream I had. We were binding sheaves of grain out in the field when suddenly my sheaves rose and stood upright, while your sheaves gathered around mine and bowed down to it." His brother said to him, "Do you intend to ruin over us? Will you actually rule us?" And they hated him all the more because of his dream and what he had said. Then he had another dream. And he told it to his brothers. "Listen," he said, "I had another dream, and this time the sun and the moon and 11 stars were bound down to me." So his brothers hated him because God gave him a vision and a dream. And so they began to get jealous of him. First of all, I think the first time he told them and they were all jealous and mad, I think he should have stopped there, right? Instead of telling them the second dream. Let me pray real quick. Dear God, we just want to thank you, Lord. We just want to praise you and honor you, Lord God. And God, open up our ears, our minds, our hearts, Lord God, to receive your word, Lord God. To receive whatever you would have us to have, Lord God. I know you're about to do something, Lord God. I know you're about to tell us something, Lord God. So we want to receive it with open arms, Lord God. Let your word come forth in your precious name. Amen. Everybody say amen. And so, he told him a dream, and his father loved Joseph, it says in the Bible, more than his other brothers. That's mistake number one right there, right? The dad choosing a favorite. And then the second one, Joseph telling all his dreams. Sometimes you just got to keep your dreams to yourself because people are going to hate you. Let's go to 37:12. We're going to skip down a little. Now his brothers had gone down to graze their father's flock near Shechem. And Israel said to Joseph, "As you know, your brothers are grazing the flocks near Shechem. Come, and I am going to send you to them." "Very well," he replied. So Joseph is at home. His brothers are working. They're working hard out there in the sun. And Joseph's dad tells him, "Go check up on them." Go check up on them and then come back. And so he goes, okay. So he goes on. We're going to skip down. 37, 17. We're going to go to verse 17. Then they have moved on from there. The man answered, I heard them say, let's go down to Dothan. So Joseph went after his brothers and found them near Dothan. But they saw him in the distance, and before he could reach them, they plotted to kill him. So Joseph's coming down to see his brothers, and they see him in the distance, and they're like, I mean, they hated him. They hated him. They were so jealous and they hated him that they're like, yo, we're going to kill him. When he gets close, let's grab him and we're going to kill him. So we keep on reading. Here comes that dreamer, they said to each other. Come now, let's kill him and throw him into one of the cisterns and say that the ferocious animal devoured him. Then we'll see what comes of his dreams. So they're plotting to kill him. They're mocking him. Oh, here comes that dreamer. He thinks he's a big shot. He thinks he's going to do something. He thinks he's going to go somewhere. We'll see what happens to him. So, we go down. When Reuben heard this, he tried to rescue him from their hands. Let's take his life, he said. Let's not take his life, he said. Don't shed any blood. Throw him into the cistern there in the wilderness. But don't lay a hand on him, Reuben said. This to rescue him from them and take him back to his father. So when Joseph came to his brothers, they stripped him of his robe, the ornate robe he was wearing, and they took him and threw him into the cistern. The cistern was empty, but there was no water in it. As they sat down to eat their meal, they looked up and saw a caravan of Ishmaelites coming from Gilead. The camels were loaded with spices, balm, and myrrh, and they were on their way to take them down to Egypt. Judah said to his brothers, what will we gain if we kill our brother and cover up his blood? Come, let's sell him to the Ishmaelites and not lay our hands on him. After all, he is our brother, our own flesh and blood. His brothers agreed. So, that's pretty nice of them, right? They're like, oh, well, let's just sell him as a slave. He is our brother, after all. I mean, come on. How nice of them, huh? They were thinking of him. So they sold him as a slave. And what did Joseph do? I mean, what did he do wrong? He just told them about his dream? Did he do anything to harm them? Did he do anything? I mean, he just told them about his dream, right? And they hated him. See, sometimes people are going to hate you because of your dreams and because you're trying to get somewhere. And because you're trying to go somewhere in life. Because you got a destiny and you see things and they're going to despise you for it. But it's all good. Tell your neighbor, the fight is not over. It's all good, baby. I'm making a comeback. That's right. That's right. See, in the Rocky movie, it looked pretty bad. You know, that big Russian guy, he's all beating him up, just knocking him down, you know? He keeps getting up, you know? And he keeps coming back. And it doesn't look good for Rocky, but he keeps coming back. Let's go to Genesis 39, verse 7. So let's skip up a little. Genesis 39, verse 7. So they sell Joseph. And this man called Potiphar buys Joseph. So they sell him as a slave. They get to Egypt. This man called Potiphar, he buys Joseph. And he begins to give him favor. He makes Joseph in charge of his people, of all the other slaves, and in charge of a lot of stuff. Because he sees something in Joseph. But then, check this verse out. And after a while, his master's wife took notice of Joseph and said, "Come to bed with me." So Joseph's doing good. I mean, he's still a slave, but he's doing good. He's getting favor. You know, he seems like he's getting out. He seems like it's going his way. And all of a sudden, his master's wife looks at him, and she wants him. She just wants him. And so, check out the next verse. He says, verse 8, But he refused. With me in charge, he told her, "My master does not concern himself with anything in this house. Everything he owns, he has entrusted to my care. No greater is this house than I am. My master has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife." And then he says, "How then can I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?" See, he was staying faithful. Joseph was staying faithful. No matter what everything was happening to him, Joseph was still, he kept his eyes on God. He kept his eyes on God. So he refused her. He didn't want nothing to do with her. And what happens? I'm going to tell you that it didn't go good. You read on forth and it didn't go good. Because he didn't want her. She plotted and she said, when her husband came back home, she told her husband that he tried to rape her. And he was thrown into prison. So he was doing good, right? I mean, what has he done lately? I mean, he went from, you know, just having a dream, a vision that God had gave him, and then all of a sudden his brothers sell him into slavery. They try to kill him, but they sell him into slavery. Now he's a slave, and now he begins to get favor. He's doing good. And then she plots against him. He didn't do anything wrong, right? Sometimes we're trying to do good, and sometimes we're doing good, and you know, we're keeping our eyes good, and we're just trying to walk forward, and we're just trying to do good, man. And things come at us. Things come at us from the left, things come at us from the right. And just like the boxer, you know, you're dodging, you're weeping, they keep on hitting you. They keep on hitting you. They keep on knocking you down. But get back up. Get back up. So, he's in prison. He's in prison for a couple of years. They throw him to prison. And while he's in prison, he begins to get favor again. He begins to get favor. And so they put him in charge of all the prisoners. Right? They put him in charge. See, yesterday we went to Phoenix, and I went over there. They called me to go over there, and there was this lady that she had passed away yesterday in Phoenix. And what happened was she drug overdosed. And so the family asked me to come. And I thought I wasn't going to make it. But I ended up making it. And when I got there, it was all over. They were doing a banquet. And when I got there, it was over. But see, I knew God was sending me over there. And so when I got there, I was just praying. The whole way over there, I was praying in my head. And I was like, God, you know, I don't even have no money for gas, but I know you're sending me for some reason. And so when I got there, it was over, but then they're like, you know what? They gathered everybody in, and they all came back inside. And I began to pray. And he wanted me to rap and do a couple things. And I began to rap. I did a couple songs. But see, I knew that God took me there for a different reason. And so I did a couple songs, and then all of a sudden, I just began to praise God. And I just began to pray over the people. And we all gathered around, and we started praying. We started praying for the whole family. We started praying to break bondages. And I'm telling you, addictions were broken, bondages were broken, and God did a mighty thing. God did a mighty thing. Now, like I said, it was kind of hard to get there. So sometimes you're going to go through some things. Sometimes things are going to hurt you. Sometimes things are going to get difficult. But you just keep on pushing through. You keep your eyes on God. Keep your eyes on God for your breakthrough, for the things that He's about to do, for your championship. So Joseph, he was in prison, and all of a sudden, a cupbearer and a chief baker, they get thrown into prison. And they were in prison, and they begin to have dreams, right? Now, these are guys that work for the king, the pharaoh. It was called the pharaoh at those days, and he was the king. He was in charge of the whole land. And so the pharaoh got mad at them, and he threw them in prison. And so while they were in prison, they had dreams, they had visions, and nobody could interpret them. And Joseph came forward and said, I can interpret them, not through me, but through God. And so he interpreted their dreams. And as he interpreted their dreams, he told the cupbearer, when you get out of here, because you're going to get out of here in 3 days, because that's your dream, when you get out of here and you go work for the Pharaoh again, you tell them about me. So the cupbearer gets out. You think he told him about him? He didn't tell him about him. That's pretty messed up, huh? See, sometimes you do good for people, and sometimes you help them out, and still they forget about you. But it's all good. Don't worry about it. You keep your eyes on God and watch what He's going to do. So Joseph stayed in prison for 2 more years. 2 more years he stayed in prison. And then finally, one day, Pharaoh had a dream. So Pharaoh had a dream, and he grabbed a whole bunch of his people, and they couldn't interpret his dream. And finally, the cupbearer is like, oh, yeah, I remember this guy. This guy that interpreted my dream. 2 years ago, man. Come on. That's messed up. So Pharaoh sends for him. And Joseph interprets his dream. So Joseph gets brought forth in front of the Pharaoh, and he interprets his dream. And let's check out what the Pharaoh says. Genesis 41. Go to Genesis 41, verse 39. If that ain't Jesus calling, better turn that off. When you guys get there, say hallelujah. Okay, so he interprets his dream, and this is what Pharaoh. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, since God has made all this known to you, there is no one so discerning and wise as you. You shall be in charge of my palace, and all my people are to submit to your orders. Only with respect to the throne will I be greater than you. Somebody say hallelujah right there. See, he put him in charge of everything. He put him in charge of everything. Now, this Pharaoh was a big Pharaoh. He had a bunch of people. He had a big palace. He had a big kingdom. He put him in charge of everything. Not only did he put him in charge of everything, but people from all over the world came to them. Because when Joseph got in charge, he produced this the food. He began to do fields and everything, and he was in charge of everything. And they were the only ones that had food all over the world. So all over the world came to him. And guess who came to him too? His brothers. You guys watch the VeggieTales, huh? You guys need to read this whole story because there's a lot more that he went through. And those are so many years of hardship and trials and tribulations that he went through. But see, when you keep your eyes on God, when you keep your eyes on God, see, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how people knock you down. It doesn't matter how people do you wrong. It doesn't matter. Because when God's got you, God's got you. And if he told you he's going to do something in your life, you just keep your eyes on him because he's going to do something in your life. You don't worry about anything. It might hurt you sometimes. It might feel bad sometimes. You guys got it? So, open up this baby, please. So, see, at the end, his brothers had to come to him. See, and they didn't know. They just sold him into slavery. They didn't know that now he was the owner of everything. And his brothers traveled from a long ways and they had to come to him. And what happens? They bowed down to him. They end up bowing down to him because he was in charge of everything. And that was a sign of respect. It was respect to a king. He was like a king there. And they came and bowed down to him. See, let me tell you something. Whatever is intended to harm you in your life, whatever trial and tribulation that's in your life, whatever thing that's trying to knock you down and trying to beat you up, God is going to work that for his good to make you something great. When people don't believe it, don't worry about what people think or say or what they might do to you. You just keep your eyes on God because he's going to do something. He's going to get you a breakthrough in your life. And it doesn't come easy. I'm not going to sit here and tell you when you follow God, it's all peaches and cream and you're just like, yay, it's all good. But you keep your eyes on him. You keep faithful to him and watch what he will do. Now, Joseph could have said, you know what, I hated you guys, whatever. But no, you know what? He was good. And he blessed them with some food. See, what I was telling you about me going to preach over there. See, sometimes I've gone through some mess. I've gone through so many things in life. I've gotten knocked down, but I got back up. And I keep my eyes on God. And when I keep my eyes on God, he blesses me. And not only does he bless me, but he uses me to bless others. And that's what we did yesterday. We went over there and he blessed them. He got them a breakthrough. So you keep your eyes on God for your breakthrough. Because he's going to do something great. See, I don't know if you believe that. Do you believe that? Because I can't believe it for you. You got to believe it for yourself. You got to grab a hold of it and say, you know what, no matter what happens, like that Rocky movie, I'm going to get back up. And I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back because it ain't over yet. Fight ain't over yet. Tell your neighbor, the fight ain't over yet. I'm making a comeback. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. God is faithful. If you stay faithful to him, that'll stay faithful to you. And sometimes even when we don't stay faithful to him, all we have to do is come to him and ask for forgiveness. Now, that's the message. I want you guys, if you guys get a minute, read that whole thing. There's a lot more in there, but it would take us a long time. But if you get a chance, read that, the story of Joseph.